Welcome to Gravel Mints, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is June 15th, 2022. Thanks for listening.
Oh man, and happy Pride.
Yes, happy Pride Month.
Yeah.
It's been awesome so far. I missed the parade, but
we did too.
There's plenty of things going on still. Pride Month in Des Moines is huge.
It's amazing. Oh, I just said it's amazing. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Caitlin. And my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers.
Thank you, Kelsey.
You're welcome. I thought it'd be good if they, you know, knew who we were.
That's a good call.
But yes, happy Pride Month or Pride Week, however you're celebrating. And while it's a great thing to celebrate, make sure it's not just a celebration this month. We can always celebrate it.
I love that. Today, we have M beers.
Yay! We're continuing on in the alphabet. Mm-hmm. And these are the ones Caitlin selected.
I sure did. No pressure. And they are both very different beverages, so I'm proud of myself for the variety.
Yay, go you!
So our first beverage is by Hop Valley Brewing Co. And it is the Mango and Stash. Which we've had mango beers, possibly even this beer, on the podcast before.
I think we've had this one, or we've at least had other from Hop Valley that are in their same line, where it's like a cryo beer kind of thing. Ooh, fancy.
We are very fancy tonight.
Cheers.
Oh, we would like to cheers to the sheep for the wool, the shepherds for their dedication.
And the sheepdogs.
And the beer that keeps the world happy.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, that's so pleasant.
It is. It's nice and bright and effervescent.
I like bright. That's really effervescent. Both those words. Good words for this. For an IPA, I think it has kind of a lighter but very flavorful feel.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely not malty. It's hoppy without being super bitter. It's definitely bitter, but it's not like super smacky in the face.
Yeah, this is super fun. As Kelsey says, I believe this would be sessionable.
Yes, definitely a sessionable beer. This one made its way into my rotation last summer. And we just happened to find a mixed pack. I forget where we were camping. Picked up the mixed pack from Hop Valley and all of them were good.
Yeah, I'm super impressed. I will have to remember as we go down the alphabet if I see this brewery again.
They have a wonderful, like, IPA mixed pack of four different IPAs.
Cool.
You should add that into your rotation for the summer.
I'll have to.
This is my official, hey, Hop Valley, I like your beer.
Yeah. You guys are awesome. Or you all are awesome, I should say.
Yes, yes.
Well, now that we have our beverages, Kelsey, how are you?
You know, I am still as crazy and busy as usual. I feel like I have just been going. And there's honestly no end in sight for a while. And that's okay, because that's my life. And I just go with it some days and get through it the best that I can and make a lot of lemonade out of lemons in the last few weeks. So that's kind of good. For instance, you may have noticed, you, our listeners, may have noticed that we've been gone a little bit. Mm-hmm. We had some family issues. We had some crazy work issues in the last couple of weeks between both Caitlin and I. Mm-hmm. I traveled to Texas to see family. And
yeah,
it's been good, but it's been a long few weeks.
It has. And yeah, so thanks for waiting for us to come back.
We appreciate it. And you know what? I think I'm just going to go ahead and throw this in right here. Seems like a good segue. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we want to, you know, let you know about is we are going to slightly change our schedule. We've been doing our best to come out every other Tuesday and every fourth Thursday-ish.
Yeah.
And it's a lot for us right now. We're going to step back just to every other week, mm-hmm. whether it's an off the trail or a regular episode. We'll figure that out as we go. but to make life a little more reasonable.
Yeah, and I think our quality is going to stay at the level that we want it to be by doing that.
Absolutely.
And hopefully, if you do need more of us, which is so flattering, thank you. Please check out our backlog.
Yes.
And got some now.
You know, please let us know. If you would like to hear more of us, just let us know and we'll try to see what we can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay. With that, it's really good to see you tonight.
Hi, good to see you too. I've been so excited.
I know. So like last week, Caitlin and I actually got to go for a gravel bicycle ride together.
Yeah.
But it was a real quick, hi, let's ride. Bye.
Yeah. Just been busy.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's okay.
But we still made time to see each other and talk and have fun. And Kelsey was kind of running, or not kind of, she was running the route we were doing. So she was busy.
So that is our, my husband Cole and I now are running a weekly gravel ride every Tuesday. And it's floating around the Des Moines Metro. And anybody who hears this and is interested in riding gravel, you're more than welcome to join. Just look for the Iowa Gravel Project on Facebook. Yeah, but it's been really good. So there's been a lot of riding between the Gravel Project weekly rides. I finally got to go to my Gravel Gals ride for the first time in like weeks and weeks and weeks. It's either been raining or I've been busy or I've been gone. Finally, last week I was here. It did rain, but it was light sprinkles. And you know what? Rain when it's 85 degrees out is not so bad.
That's a valid point.
Mm-hmm. It was actually a nice little cool down.
Enjoying that lemonade.
And it was funny. So last Thursday, I was out with, and even our group Thursday night was small, but we were able to just roll it out and go hit it hard, at least my opinion of hitting it hard. And we were riding in the rain and going hard paced and worked out really well because I had a race on Saturday called the Prairie Burn out of Grinnell, Iowa.
Okay.
And it's not actually a race. It's a ride. And they offer different distances. You can do anything from 25 miles, 50 miles, or 100 miles, or some combination of that. And all the proceeds go back to the city.
Very cool.
They're working on raising money to put more trees in to their city parks and throughout their community. And so a lot of it goes to that, and it's pretty cool. Really good turnout this year too, and it was a fun course and a pretty course. And yes, I did get rained on Saturday as well, but it was a good time.
I'm glad you had fun. Hopefully it didn't come down on you too hard.
No, at most points it is like a heavy sprinkle at the worst. Before that, a little bit lighter. Okay. Fortunately, wasn't in it too long. And yeah, you know, eventually you just get okay with being wet. Unless you're out there for a really, really long time. And it just gets annoying and gross.
Sticky.
Yes. Oh. I have a story about sticky.
Okay.
So I mentioned we went to Texas. And on our way back, we drove up through Louisiana and Arkansas. And there's a lot of gravel and a lot of mountain biking in Arkansas. It's a pretty popular place to ride. And we stayed the night in Mena, Arkansas, which is south of Bentonville, Fayetteville areas, a couple hours.
Cool.
And so it's a little less populated, a little more rural. Part of a race called the Arkansas High Country goes through it.
Okay.
Which is now on my radar. Because it's such a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous area. They call it the Arkansas High Country because if you look at the elevation profile, it looks like a sawtooth edge. And it's just up and down and up and down and up and down. And through 30 miles, I think we did about 3,400 feet of climb, which is pretty significant. And it's quite the adventure. This is definitely turning into bike talk at the moment.
We like to talk about bikes. Bikes are good.
Yes. But so we were like, okay, we're going to go for this 30-mile bike ride, not having a clue what it's like outside or what kind of conditions we're going to go into, where, how far away are we really be, you know, what, you know, no idea. Like, okay, follow blindly and say, okay, I'll go for a ride. And it turned out to be the best ride I've had in a long time. A while ago, I was telling Cole, was like, we need to go on an adventure ride. And this turned into being just that. So there was lots of hills. There's a lot of water crossings. I love those. They're fun to go through. At one point, I even ended up having to walk my bike due to a flat tire. But coming back to the sticky thing, there's a maple syrup that Cole and I have been using for a nutrition product.
Okay.
And it is incredibly sticky. Like, he had dropped it out of his pocket and I stopped to pick it up and it had punctured a hole in the package.
Oh.
So then I'm like, pick it up, and I don't realize at first that I have maple syrup dripping all the way down my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I don't know. Then I realize how sticky it is. Like, I can't carry this with me. And I found somebody's trash can to put it in. And now my arm's covered in it. I had tried putting it in my pocket, so my jersey was covered in it. Now that my hand's sticky, I need to try to move my bike. Now my bike's covered in it. It was literally, I had to tell Cole, okay, next time we find running water, I need to stop and rinse off.
Yeah.
I took off my jersey. I washed in the water. I washed my hands. Eventually, I had to wipe my hands in the dirt and rub the dirt on my bike and my saddle and stuff to make sure I could actually get some kind of grip that wasn't like, oh, stuck to my stuff. But yeah, it was a really, really, really good trip.
Yay.
Yeah, I think that's been my theme lately, is turning lemons into lemonade.
Sounds like you are killing it at that. So good job.
Yeah. So how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, so I did, I think, my first official gravel ride. Like, I've randomly gone down a road, but this was like the whole thing, basically.
Yeah, there might have been a little bit of there was a moment of pavement, I think, but
yeah. But I think it counts as a gravel ride.
Oh, it definitely counts as a gravel ride.
So that was really cool. So we brought my gravel bike and my fat tire bike, and my husband started on the fat tire and I started on the gravel bike, and then we switched halfway through. And I'm definitely more confident on my fat bike for obvious reasons. the security that bike offers is, oh, I love it. So that was fun. It was different. It was a nice day, and we did this ride in Cumming, and there's a lot of hills, and I actually enjoyed them. I mean, they were like doable hills.
Yes, they were very doable hills. Yeah,
lots of them.
Yes. Cumming is definitely one of the hillier areas around here.
But I thought it was good. I need to get a little braver on the downhill to enjoy the benefit of my hard work. But
and you'll
I'll
get there.
Yeah, thank you.
You'll get there. Just come out and ride with me more.
I will try. I would like to continue to widen my biking experiences.
Oh, I think too, you know, the more that you're out there, the more that you're on the single track trails too, you're just going to build that confidence in no time.
Thank you. I'm trying. It's so fun. I'm having so much fun.
I'm so proud of you.
Aw, thank you. And actually, yes. Yeah, yesterday was Tuesday. Just trying to remember my days. Y'all know how that is. So we did mountain biking yesterday with our Tuesday group. And I just kind of realized some things that I'm learning, so I wanted to share them. And I had a lot of fun. And there is this, there's several rooty areas, but there's one area where it's like a little hill, and then you kind of come up and you turn, and there's some roots, and then there's two trees with a root right behind the trees. And I always chicken out, and it's worse to chicken out because then you have to somehow, like, I usually end up like straddling my bike and trying to walk down this little steep section. It's not a big hill, but it's enough that's not comfortable to walk. And I did it.
Nice.
It's what I stop at often.
In Denman's.
In Denman's, yeah.
I know where you're talking.
Yeah, it's and it looks scarier than it is. There definitely is. You have to hit the right angle. So for at least for where I'm at, I need to give myself more space. So I need to take the turn wider so that I have the ability to react and straighten myself out before I go in between them.
That would make sense.
Sweet. That's where I'm at with approaching that one. But yeah, that was really exciting. I was really excited about that. And during that and a few other sections, I kind of realized when you are going slower, you can move that front tire a lot more than you think, or at least than I think. Like, I'm always afraid of falling over, but I can really crank that when I'm going slow and I'm sitting nice and balanced and, like, tall.
Mm-hmm.
And so if anyone else is where I'm at, like, learning these things, just a friendly reminder, like, you can make these kind of tighter turns or even, like, go really hard left and right, and you're going to be fine if you're sitting up and going at that slower pace. Like, I wouldn't do it flying down a hill. But the range that you can go and still sit pretty upright and okay is pretty far. I hope that makes sense.
No, I think so. Kind of that maneuvering, it especially comes with skill practice.
Yeah, I'm getting better.
You've been doing a lot of it, so it's good to see you.
So that was really fun. And one of the other girls in the group is like, you just have to get a mountain bike, and then you were going to keep up with us. I'm like, no, I like my bike. I really love my fat bike.
So you would be a little faster on a mountain bike, but at the same time, it does what you need.
I'm very much happy with it, so I think I'll stick there for a while. I guess one last thing. This is still kind of new, so maybe it's a little early for me to say I'm going to do this, but I am kind of starting to do it. So hopefully, like, next time we record, I'm not like, oh, just kidding. But I have been trying to bike to work.
Yes!
And I really love it.
How many times have you done it now?
Two. But I've been doing it for about a month to the gym.
Okay, that's right. You've been, right.
And I've been enjoying that. It's just kind of budgeting my time. But when it comes down to it, it's not that much more time. If I think about, like, there's a little more planning ahead. And then it takes me about half an hour to bike to work. It takes me about 15 to 20 minutes to drive to work. So,
especially with gas prices going the way they are.
Like, yeah.
What's the point of you driving to work when it's only 6 miles for you to ride your bike?
Exactly.
Or what is it, 6 or 7 miles for you?
And I just feel like, especially biking home, like I left work at work. And I had a great day at work, but it was really nice to leave work at work.
Well, it's kind of, it gives you that opportunity to decompress.
Yeah.
And like you said, leave work at work and you had that time to, it's not going from the stress of work to the stress of driving. Yes, biking can be stressful at times, but more often than not, you know, those endorphins are coming up and
that's a good point.
Making you feel better.
So I'm having a lot of fun with it. My master plan is like the first day that I'm at the office, I'm going to bring everything that I can for the week, like my clothes. So like Monday, I took 2 trips in my car into work, but the walk to my office is, for my car, is like 20 feet. It's not a big deal. Because usually I'm like, I can carry everything in the Monday. I'm like, don't do this to yourself. Just take 2 trips. And yeah.
Do you have like a go bag?
I need to do that because we have lots of bags. I'm sure I have a duffel bag that I could throw everything in and it'd be easier. And, you know, like, so I just put everything on a hanger. So like if I've got my like pants, my shirt, and then I throw like my bra and everything on there. So it's definitely somewhat visible when I'm walking in. So a duffel bag might be more comfortable for other people. I don't care.
Do you have a place at the office where you can put your stuff or is it just?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a tight squeeze, but in our cubes, we have a spot to hang things. So I have it in there with my towel and my shower stuff. So. Yeah.
I tend to forget that my office has a shower. And eventually I'll probably end up making use of it. But my commute to work is going to be a little bit more awkward.
A little longer.
Yeah.
a lot longer.
But it's really something I need to add in. I need to add those miles into my regimen.
It would be really cool to see how you have to approach it differently, since it is a longer trek. And I think, like, you probably have some really cool trail ways to go where you don't have to be bothered by stoplights and things for a little bit.
Yes.
Yes and no.
Yes and no. There's the first 6 miles are road.
Okay.
And then the trail would cross a few roads for next, like, 8 miles. And then it's back onto the road.
Okay.
But then back to the trails and crossing roads. So I'm thinking that the fastest I could plan to get to work would be an hour and a half.
It's a little further. This might be an e-bike situation.
No, it definitely is a possibility. Mm-hmm. I want to start doing it, though, a few times without the e-bike and see how it goes and if that would actually be an option. But I do think I have other bikes in line ahead of an e-bike, so we'll see.
Totally get it.
Unless I score, like, a sweet deal or win one or something. Oh my God. How cool would it be to, like, win an e-bike?
That would be so cool. Yeah. I think the next bike I want to buy, but my bank account says, be responsible, Caitlin. And I'm like, yeah, I probably should be. But I did actually open a savings account this morning dedicated for my next bike.
Nice. You're like, I'll just put this money over here now.
Now, I don't know if this is interesting or not, but my whole thought is every day my car gets 20 to 24. Like, I think it's advertised at 30, but I'm like, it's not, especially with stoplights,
mm-hmm.
like 30 miles per gallon. It's about 11 miles to drive to work.
Mm-hmm.
I figured this out right. I think it's 11 miles round trip. And yes, yes. So that's basically a tank of gas, which is $5 right now.
You mean a gallon?
So, yes, it is a gallon of gas. Thank you. A gallon of gas. It probably takes me a gallon for my trip. I was right. It's not round trip. 11 miles to 11 miles back. Okay. My bike ride is actually more direct. Sorry.
That makes a little more sense. If it's 11 there, 11 back, it's, you know, gallon of gas each day.
Yes. Thank you very much. I got there with Kelsey's help. Thank you. So every time I bike, I'm going to pay myself $10. So I'm like doubling it. And it's not a lot, but at least I'm putting something away and then I can go from there.
I like it.
But then it's not sitting in my checking account, so I don't feel like I have the money. Like it's already taken. It's
already there. I like it. That's a good idea.
So, yeah. That's me with a lot of extra information. And if someone else does that saving and likes it, let me know, because I've done it for a few things and I like it.
I like it. I think it's a great idea.
I think that brings us to the announcements.
Okay. Shall we jump right in with the SAT challenge?
Yes.
We have an update on the scoreboard.
Woohoo!
Shannon is blowing everybody away.
Wow.
They recently finished another big project. Like, they're killing it. Shannon is at almost negative 15,000 yards. Or meters, sorry. So.
Oh, yeah, 16,400 yards.
Yes. Then I'm on the exact opposite end. But this is going to change here quickly.
But for a moment.
For a moment.
For a moment, guys.
For a moment.
For Caitlin a moment.
Is beating me. I am at 9,247 meters.
And I'm at just about 9,000 even. 9,004.
Mm-hmm. So she's got me for a moment.
These steins are so cool.
So I haven't cool. even seen them yet. You haven't even shown me. And we've had two more people join in the last couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Josie Bug and Ashley, welcome to our scoreboard.
Thank you. And you are both doing awesome.
Everybody's doing awesome. Everybody keeps adding to it. We've got, and for our grand total overall, we're still in the negative for everybody. for a negative 4,360.
Thanks for helping us, guys.
Yes. It's going to be really interesting to me to see how that goes as a group. How do we do as a group?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, it's not too late to join us. You can find the entry form on our website, and there's a link on our Instagram.
And in the show notes. And then we have did you say a page on the website? You did.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yep, I did. All good. I will be correcting the scoreboard link, so probably by the time you hear this, it should actually work again. Yeah. Anything I'm forgetting?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Hashtag Gravelknit Stash.
Yes. With that, we'll probably be drawing for our next prize winner in our first recording in July.
Yeah, so it's coming up.
Not our next recording, but the one after.
I'm excited.
Me too. It's been fun to see people projects and, you know, everything counts. Your knitting projects, your spinning projects, all that.
Mm-hmm.
With Tour de Fleece coming up, there's definitely going to be some more spinning projects coming in. I just know it.
Cool. I think that's what we have for announcements. But I did hear that Ms. Kelsey has some shout outs.
I do. We have some new listeners tonight. I've been at a conference this week and I've been, you know, every once in a while touting our, you know, the awesomeness that is our podcast. Maybe you agree with me, maybe you don't, but
I do.
You're awesome. You're obviously here listening. So welcome and thank you. But a couple of shout outs, Andrew and Joel, thank you for listening to us.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
They also like beer.
Go beer.
They're actually down the street from us right now drinking beer.
I love it. Enjoy your beverages this evening, even though if you hear this, it'll be a little after today, but enjoy.
Mm-hmm. All right, Caitlin. What have you been listening to?
Tipsy Knits Podcast. So this is fun. This podcast is a duo, Sia and Pip. They are from Glasgow, which is in Scotland. And I think they have some fun similarities to us, but they definitely have their own feel. Sometimes they drink, sometimes they don't. Just kind of depends on what's going on that week. And they're really funny and they're really real. Like they kind of say how they feel. And I really, really like that. Not that I think a lot of knitters are like that, but they're just really real. If that makes sense. And I really value that. But they're fun.
I haven't listened to them yet, so I don't have an opinion, but I will definitely check them out.
I don't even know. I think I randomly stumbled on it, but they've been going for a good amount of time.
So I have a question.
Their last episode was episode 46.
Nice. Do they have a bit of an accent, like a Scottish accent? Or
they something? Do. They do.
There was, I had mentioned a couple of episodes, different podcasts that had somebody looking for non-English accented podcasts.
So oh, okay.
This might be something I can work in there.
Yeah, check that out. The other one that's popping in my head is Shiny Bees.
Oh, yes.
And then there's one other one I know of. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but yeah. So if that's what you're looking for, there's two for you.
I will give this one a try for sure.
Thanks. And then there is a page on our website that has all the knitting audio podcasts that I'm aware of, including ones that are discontinued. I don't know what the right word is, but those are like lower. So, you know, you have to kind of like search for them. Like you can't just subscribe and wait for episodes to pop up, but they're still good.
It is nice to have some of those to go back with for your back catalogs. And
for sure. I have until the last few weeks where everything's been crazy, been going back, and I started the beginning of Fuck This Knit. They were good right from the start. They're awesome.
They were great. They are one of those that I do miss that the podcast.
Me too. So, Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
What's brewing?
All right. So, everything in my notes seems to be a lie. At least at the moment. So I'll go back and correct the notes I just haven't had the time.
Yeah, actually, sorry to interrupt you, Kelsey. I'm doing that. I'm just so excited. Jeez. Thank you for putting up with me. But today I was like, I texted her. I'm like, oh, should we pick a topic? Should we? I'm going to just wing the What's Brewing section because I've had all these changes the last few weeks.
So
she's like, oh, me too.
Yeah. We're winging it tonight.
A little bit.
Yep. Yeah. Caitlin, and if you can't tell, we're very excited to see each other and talk to each other. Yeah. And, so I think we're going to have some of that stepping on each other's toes, talking over each other, unfortunately, whatever. Anyway, you can throw my notes out the window. I'll go back and correct them
before we post the notes. It's all good.
Because
I think a lot of these you finished. So, I mean, still useful information. Just need to copy-paste it.
Finished or they're in sort of hibernation. So I'm just going to go with what's in my hands right now to start with. Because it's lovely. Pretty and pink.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to call it a market bag. I am not following any pattern. I am completely winging it. I picked up, what is it?
And this pink is like this, like, beautiful, fluffy, like, not cotton candy, but it's a nice.
It's some combination between, like, cotton candy and coral.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite have that purple undertone of cotton candy. And it's not super orangey of coral either. And it is, so this is creme cotton.
Okay.
And the colorway Flamingo. That's perfect. That makes
sense. That's a great name for that.
Yeah, it does. Oh, it even includes a pattern. I do need to add this. So this would say I'm another 324 yards in the negative. But we both know that this is going to be done like tomorrow. Anyway, I am using a size G. I believe this is a J.
Okay.
Which is a 6mm crochet hook.
That's a really pretty hook.
I love these. I think these are either Clover or Boyd, the ergonomic rubber grips. They just, for me, they're my favorite. You know, you have a good grip on them. They're handy. They don't get hot in my hand.
It's very cool.
I am at a conference this week, and I'm already blasting through most of the stuff that I brought with me. stopped by Michael's today and picked this up. I spent some time. I went in mostly for buttons. Really cute buttons. went in for buttons, and of course, she's just like, oh, I could use one more thing to work on. And I've been wanting to make I'm calling it a market bag. I'm not using a pattern. But the gist is I'm kind of alternating some single crochet rows and double crochet rows. And eventually I'm going to add some, I don't know, we'll call them eyelets, I guess. Some open spaces.
Mm-hmm. Give it some stretch options.
To give it some stretch options, yep. And yeah, I am just going to see how it goes.
That's really fun.
I've got a circle. Now I'm about as wide as I want it to be, and then we'll just go up from there.
Yay! That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm just having fun with it. It's something I've been thinking about wanting to make for a while. And yeah, it just felt like the right time. So that is project number one.
Can I interrupt you again?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
So when you were crocheting in a circle like that, How do you know, like, where to switch? Is there, like, a way to mark it? Or is it something just, like, reading your crochet?
So I was just reading my crochet.
Okay, cool.
But you can use the, like, locking stitch markers.
Okay.
So let's see. Where am I at? Over here was the start of my row.
Okay, so I can kind of see that.
So you can see that that round sticks out a little bit. Because I made them individual rounds rather than just going in a spiral, which could have happened too. But when I come to there, I'm going to make a what do they call it? A slip, slip knot.
Okay.
A chain through it and join that round. And then I'm going to chain a couple to start the next round.
So and
then
that you'll have like this dictates like the height.
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
So how many ever chains you do at the start. And mind you, I am not a super great crocheter.
I think it's lovely.
However really many, lovely. You know, this helps determine your height, whether you're doing a single crochet, a double crochet, a treble, or whatever, and how far you go over.
Okay.
It's all determined with how many slip stitches, chain stitches you do.
Cool. Okay. Thank you. I was curious.
Yes.
That is really neat how you can see that like that.
Right? So yeah. It's just like, okay, you know
what? Make
where
a really nice, even.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry I interrupted you.
No, you're fine. Because you can either do that or you could continue around and around in a spiral, but then you never really have a great end if you have the distinct rounds that you're stepping out with. Then you can just kind of build up on it.
Love it.
So I think in the next one, I'll do a double crochet and you can see the difference.
Okay. Really neat.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm just alternating single crochet, double crochet. At the moment, I'm making a base for it. Here, I'll just take a picture. And then we can kind of have an idea of what we're looking at. We'll throw it up in the notes or something.
Yeah. That can be our picture on the website for the episode. Among other things.
Yes. Cool. Got one. Okay. So I'm having fun with this, and I think I'm almost about as wide as I want to make the base of it. I want it to be, like, significant. I'm going to give this to a friend who just had her second baby.
Yay!
And I also want to make their family's super big into Disney.
Like, oh, okay.
Super big. I'm going to use some of this to make a Minnie Mouse themed dishcloth.
Aww.
Or hand cloth, you know, bath, whatever.
Washcloth of shorts.
Washcloth of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cool.
I found a pattern for Minnie on Ravelry, so I'm going to use that one.
Cool.
I'm going to go next to the one that is actually correct in the notes.
Okay.
Which is my autumn socks. Cozy Autumn Socks by This Handmade Life. As I think when we were talking on the last episode, I was like partway through it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was through the 5 repeats on the leg, perhaps. I have one complete sock now.
Those look squishy and comfy.
They're so soft. And I pretty much had the pattern memorized because of the 12 row repeats. Over 10 stitches. And you do each repeat. Or the 10 stitches. So the repeat of the pattern is over 60 stitches.
Okay.
I pretty much had it memorized. And then I started something else or picked something else back up. And quickly forgot the pattern. I thought I had the right idea. And let's see where you sock. Oh, no. Oh, no, it is falling off. I'm really bad about just shoving my projects in my bags sometimes. And this one fell off the needles. And, oh, fortunately, just a few stitches. But I'm about 2 repeats into the leg of the second sock.
Okay.
And I was trying to do it in a staff meeting the other day and got off on the pattern. And I know I'm going to have to chink back like 2 or 3 rows.
Okay.
So it's been in timeout for a moment.
It knows what it does.
But I really want to pick it back up.
They are lovely.
They'll definitely get some attention in the next couple of days. Because I'm ready for these socks. I like these socks a lot. Like I said, they're by This Handmade Life. It's, let's see, this is Cascade Heritage Prints, I believe.
Okay.
And it was like something in ash, pink in ash or something.
I can see that. It's really neat.
It's a self-patterning in pink and gray and white, and it's just so soft and delicate. Like, it absolutely read to me that it had to be lace. And it's a free pattern, at least on Ravelry. I think there's also on her website as well.
Okay.
So that'll be coming up. Look for that to be a done project by the time that we record next.
Excellent. Ooh, green.
Yes. I'll show you what that's in later.
Okay.
I have a bunch of scrap balls rolling around everywhere, even in my car right now. Here's another scrap ball.
They're exciting, though, because then you know you're, like, collecting for this, like, potentially really colorful, crazy project.
This is true.
I think. Or something that you need just a little bit of one color, but still.
Definitely. Okay. Next up, because I really like this one. Where'd it go? Tonight I have all the bags. So I'm looking through all the bags trying to find the right thing. This is an almost done sock. In fact, I was going to ask you to borrow one of your needles.
Yeah.
At some point. It does not have to be right now by any means. But I have a sock that's going to fit my husband's foot, hopefully. I think it should fit him. This is the Autumn Palette Pie by Fiber Nif Dye Works.
Okay.
On her traveler base, which is a sport base. And it should be long enough to fit his foot. I did 56 stitches on a US 0, and I did a 2x2 rib for 7 inches, and then I did a standard heel flap and gusset. And a wedge toe.
Nice.
And it just needs to be Kitchenered.
Yay!
So then I'll have one sock, and tomorrow I'll do the next sock.
I like it.
Because 2x2 ribbing and stockinette are fantastic for sitting in meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I started that because the cozy autumn socks were too complicated to do for staff meeting.
Yeah. I hate when that happens. Like, oh, just kidding. This is not going to work.
I had it the first week when I was working on those in a staff meeting because I had the chart up in front of me. Then I tried again. I didn't have the chart, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Let's see. I haven't talked about this one on the podcast yet.
Okay.
I think I mentioned that I had, maybe I mentioned I swatched and had a yarn acquisition from when we went to the yarn store together, I think just prior to our last episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have to look up who the designer is again. I know her first name is Helena, but this is going to be the Pebbles sweater.
Okay.
And it is a 3-color color work sweater, minimal color work, and it has a really cool ribbed cable detail to the top.
You can put that in the Make Good Make Along. They're doing a cable make along.
Oh, that's right. It has a beautiful ribbed top, ribbed yoke with cabling in the front. And it, to her, it's reminiscent of some castles. Mm-hmm. So they have the intricate, like, spire work to the top. And then here you've got a little bit of 2x2 color work as it transitions from one color to the next.
Okay.
And I am one row away from transitioning to the 3rd color of the body. So you do the yoke in one color, the body in another color, and then the bottom hem, the ribbing in a 3rd color. And then your arms have all of the colors in them.
Cool.
I believe the cuffs end up being the 1st color. So I am doing mine in, this is the Malintosh Farm Twist.
Okay.
In the colorway Nocturne, which is a gorgeous dark blue.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a rich black blue.
It makes it look so cozy.
I forget the colorway of this, but this is Juniper Moon Patagonia.
Okay.
And it is almost like a tweedy, dark fuchsia. Maybe not even tweedy, but like heathered.
Mm, yeah.
And then I have Arbor, which is Brooklyn Tweed Arbor, and like this turquoise colorway. That's going to be my third color.
It's really pretty turquoise. Very vibrant.
Can't wait to start it. These three. It originally calls for two solid colors and a variegated. But the variegated I ended up picking just makes me think way too much of Easter. And it was just screaming like Easter eggs. And it just wasn't working. And this is a test knit. And I did ask permission to not use the variegated yarn. And she was cool with that. And I honestly love how it's looking.
Yay.
I think that's it for what's hopping. What's brewing.
You got some good brews?
I do. And they're flying. I just have the body, or sorry, the hem of the pebble sweater and the arms, the body of the market bag, and two socks. We're in good shape.
Solid work.
What have you been up to?
My question for you is, where are you at on your beverage?
I could use a new beverage.
Okay. Our next beverage is from Empyrean Brewing, which is out of Lincoln, Nebraska. And there is the Matchmaker, which is cute on the can. It's like match plus maker, which is a chocolate cherry vanilla stout. So that should be fun. I even grabbed two. Oh, gosh. Okay, here you go.
Yay!
Now my dress is just going to smell extra good since I spilled some foam on it.
At least that should be washable.
Yeah. This is lovely. Definitely opposite direction. We've got a malt situation happening because it's a stout.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? It honestly, I had this before. It is drinking far better than I did before. And perhaps I had a bad bottle or what? I'm not sure. But this, it has a decent amount of carbonation without being too much. It has that hint of cherry, but not too much. Or is it? It's cherry right now, strawberry?
Yes.
Yeah. It's not overwhelming. It's not super boozy.
I almost think it starts vanilla, which I wouldn't expect. But I think it does. I guess it does for me. Taste is in the beholder.
I can see where you think that, though.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm not saying it doesn't. I could see that. But the cherry definitely comes on later. Kind of lingers a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. I would describe this as medium-bodied. Mm-hmm. At least for me, I could drink this as a sessional thing. But I don't think everyone's that way with stouts.
Right. Not a lot of people are, just simply because of how... I was going to look for the ABV. I was looking for the...
6%. 6%.
That's not too bad, really.
No.
Most people, you don't want to drink multiples of these, but a couple of them wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah. I guess I was trying to say, like, it's not... Like, there's certain beers where one is exactly what I want.
Oh, absolutely. Like there's maybe no...
Is sessionable the wrong word for that?
No, I think you're kind of right. Okay. It's one where it's not going to wreck your palate. It's not one that's overly filling. It's not too sweet. It's not too strong.
I like it. I would definitely buy more of those. Not sure how much is available when it's, you know, 90 degrees with a...
Probably not
30 much. Degree heat index or whatever we're in right now.
We're in the welcome to summer. It's just gonna get warmer from here.
I'll just keep biking in forests. They're magic. They are nice in the inside.
Did you guys ride last night?
We did. It was nice. And we cut a tree up.
Ah!
So they it was actually closed because so many trees fell down. And the owner of the bike shop, like, will come in with a chainsaw and chain them up, or, like, grab what he can, which is completely just being a good Samaritan.
Oh, absolutely. Awesome. It's highly encouraged. So there's the Central Iowa Trail Association.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if you or me or anybody who wants to just be a good trail steward.
Yeah.
Go for it.
And as a group, like, I don't carry a saw with me regularly, but if there's a big branch that clearly isn't supposed to be there and I'm at a spot where I can safely stop, I stop and pull it off. And that's something that this group has taught me. And I'm like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like, let's work together. Even the people that maintain the trails, it's largely volunteer.
Oh, right? It's all volunteer. So being a good volunteer on the trails is huge.
But he does have like a foldable saw. Like a handsaw, and so there was a branch that one of the members in our group was like cutting on it, and then we all pushed it off the side. It was pretty big. So I don't know where I got into that tangent.
I'm not sure.
Just what we did.
Yep.
But it was good. So I had a moment while I was getting stuff ready to update my projects. Otherwise I was not updated. And I realized that there is a project I started that I hadn't talked about yet. And I started it a little bit ago. They are my second set of Thanksgiving socks.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Which I love my first two pairs. Yeah, that's right. I have two pairs. This would be my third pair.
Wow.
Right?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
And she has three different... Sorry, Summerlee is what this pattern is by. And she has three different versions, but I've done the stockinette every time, and it's just been so wonderful. And it's my car project, and I actually started it because I went and saw a movie with my friend, and I didn't have anything started. So that it's my movie theater needing / living in my car. So it's not a lot's going on with it yet, but
it'll have its moment.
Yeah. There has been times, like, in a waiting room, like, waiting for the dentist the other day, I brought it in and worked on it. I love those socks. And there is like, non-stockinette ones in there, too, to make it a little more interesting. But I just like the juicy stockinette and watching the,
Because are you still holding... Are you doing
Marling.
Another pair? Yeah. Are you doing another pair with the chroma held double?
Yes. So I've got the chroma, and I'm holding it with, like, a creamy yarn from Knit Picks. I believe it's Stroll. It's like one of their tonal
off-white
yarns.
Mm-hmm.
All the ones have held up great. It was a good learning experience for me. I'm not sure every single ply yarn is like that, but because I'm holding it double, I think that helps, and it does have nylon in it. But they're holding up great. They have gone through the washing machine many times now, I think. At least 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
So if you do want are interested in that project, it's been working out for me. So that's just it. I cast that on a little bit ago. Let's see. Oh, did I not put? I didn't put my start date. I'm so sorry. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look back at my calendar.
Yeah, look
or something.
Back. You'll if find not, it.
That's okay.
It's like I think you took a picture or something. I think you have some kind of record. We have some kind of idea that you started it.
I'll check on Instagrams. And then, unbeknownst to me. And Kelsey, like, we didn't realize this, but I started my first market bag. So I think that's so cool that we did that. We've been walking to the park with Riker, and I have been doing dishcloths, and I was just kind of wanting something a little different. So I am doing the West Side Market Bag by Corey Purdom. And I am holding Lion Brand Re-Up Double, just because I feel like it's just a thinner cotton yarn. And I'm excited. I'm enjoying it. I am just starting on the base. It's starting to kind of show that like flatness to it in my circle. And I like it. And it's a pretty popular pattern, but I'm enjoying it. And I think I just threw some stitch markers in where the increases are so I can walk and do it. And it's
so that's your, you said that's your walking project.
Yes. And sometimes my
wherever project.
It's nice. It's nice and juicy and fun, and I I don't know. Marling is just so fun to see how it happens, especially. So I'm holding double the same colorway.
Uh-huh.
But it still like changes in ways I just don't expect to happen. And I'm sure it has to do with like
how my they're lined balls up like
running around and.
Right.
And I started it when I started casted it on. I started in the same spot. But just the variation that happens with one yarn being used a little more in a stitch. It's I don't know. I've enjoyed watching it change.
That's cool.
And my last one, which is pretty much mostly what I've been doing for the last month, is my test net for Kino Knits. And it is the Megalis. I don't know why I can't say that well. Tea.
I love this tea. I'm going to have to make it at some point.
I do. And I'm on the bottom section right now, and it's like extra thick. Or extra long ribbing at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks so lovely in this yarn. And I'm really going to love this project. I'm knitting it in the Heiko Sueno Tweed in a bunch of colors. The fuchsia, there's earthy brown, and then
very great purple.
Yes. And all of it has fun tweed bits in it.
It does. It's got like yellow and pink and blue tweedy bits. Not quite like the like Maddie's Funfetti, but.
Mm-mm. It's, I think it has three different colors in it. It's got like a light blue, almost pumpkin-y yellow, and then almost like a hot pink.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say light blue? Maybe there's four. There's four.
I think you said light blue.
Okay. It's fun. Highly recommend the yarn. I've enjoyed it.
It looks very nice. It has very good definition.
The ribbing is so pretty.
The ribbing is very pretty.
So that's what I've been working on. All my other projects are just hanging out and waiting for me, and they'll be just fine.
So then, are we on to FOs?
Yes.
What's on tap?
I was actually surprised that I have one.
You want to start?
It's been so long since I like looked at this until today, and I was like, oh, I'm like, sure.
Oh, hey, I have an FO. Why don't you go ahead?
Okay. I finished one of my Planned Parenthood dishcloths. So I'm just going to knit as many of these as I can until I need to send them off to Shannon, which we talked about a little bit in the last episode, but they are creating auction baskets and to raise money for Planned Parenthood. And so I'm contributing as many dishcloths as I can make when they're ready for them.
If I have any of this left over after I do stuff, I'll make one too.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Because I'm sure this would work just fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looks like a really lovely cotton.
Yeah, it's a nice one. Okay, I have one too.
Okay, sorry. I guess I like just looked at you and expected you to read my mind. And so I've been like, hey, Kelsey, got any FOs?
I sort of do.
All right.
I still have four...
I haven't seen this in so long.
I have 4 ends to weave in, and it needs to be blocked and washed and all that. But
oh, how fun did that turn out?
This is my Scrappy V.
Kelsey!
By Knitosophy.
Whoa! How fun!
So we were talking about the green earlier. That's the green on the sleeves. Okay. This I started with my Advent minis from my Merry Christmas partner exchange. So most of them are 5 grams or less. There are some that are few, but they're all in Christmas colors. I was going with the idea of like an ugly Christmas, quote ugly, because I'm not going to call this ugly because this is fun. It is definitely a little bit oversized on me. I did add in about 12 short rows to add some length in the back.
Okay.
And
you add those at the bottom or the top?
I added them at the bottom.
Cool.
So that there would be, you see how these two sections are slightly.
Okay. I thought that's what I was seeing. I just wanted. Yep.
Those two sections are wider in the back than they are in the front. So it gives it about 2 to 3 more inches longer in the back than the front.
I like it.
There's so many short rows in this tee. But like I said, I just have the 4 ends to weave in on the 2 sleeves, which I think I made the 2 sleeves 2 different lengths, but I'm not going to go back and change that now.
The only reason I could tell is because you put them next to each other. Otherwise, I wouldn't have noticed at all.
They're one or two rows different. I think they might be one row different. Maybe
yeah.
two.
Yeah, I think they look great.
Not gonna care.
If you're really worried, you can like extra block it, but I think it looks great.
I think nobody but yeah. me will notice. But again, all just like little mini skeins that I had, and I did like a green, blue, red, green, blue, red, or primarily green, blue, red or repeat order. And it's nice. I did the size 4 or something.
Oh, there's some really cool pooling happening on some of those.
There really is. Oh. Like, I just love it. Like, the back is cool. There will be pictures. I'll get pictures posted. I'll even model it at some point. And it has that, like, right oversizedness that'll go good with, like, some leggings or something. Especially once it gets blocked out, because a lot of it will be super washed, so it'll grow a bit. If I did this again, I would go down a size.
Okay.
Only because I don't like my things super oversized. And it recommends like 6 to 10 inches of ease. And it just doesn't work for me.
Okay.
Or at least if I measure around my boobs, it doesn't work. If I measure higher or lower than my boobs, it might work. But
okay.
I also like waist shaping. This has no waist shaping. So that'd be something that I would consider in the future, too.
Good information.
Because it just comes down like a stick. And if it fits here, then it's just going to be out swinging wide at my hips. And I don't. That's not really my thing.
Okay.
But I do have all the other ends woven in on those.
That's impressive. There's a lot of color changes.
There were 50 plus color changes. Wow. Not changes. Ends to weave in.
Yeah, because you don't repeat.
No.
The colors. You knit all of one color and then
one. I had a 25-day advent and then I did some more. Let's see. There's 35 colors. Wow. So 72 ends to weave in.
Is that considering the sleeves too? Yes. Okay. Like, got to give yourself full credit.
So it's 35 colors. I used the same color twice on, so once on each sleeve.
Okay.
So 36, and so 72 ends. It's ridiculous.
It's really fun. And there's some real fun, juicy colors in there, and like all different types of yarns.
I kind of like these. So these ones back here have these like speckling going on.
Mm-hmm.
We bought this one together. This was one of the Christmas minis that I got from.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I had a few yarn that function. Were. Mm-hmm. I had a few that were in my collection, but mostly from my swap partner.
Fun.
Yes. So that I haven't added in the yardage yet, so that will count. And then I meant to bring it with me, but I was still weaving in one more set of ends.
Okay.
I finished my outline tee.
Yay!
By Jessie May. And I did it in Fiber Natura or linen. Or flax, I guess, whatever you want to say. 5 different colors. I did like a dark purple, dark green, light purple, light green, and like a neutral color. Not quite cream, but and taupe, maybe, is a good.
Yeah, I agree.
I used just about all of it. I ended up extending, the pattern has it being like a crop top. Again, I'm not a crop top person. So I extended the body by like 4 inches or something, maybe okay. 5 more inches. And it looks really cool. I did do it so that it would be kind of oversized. I was thinking kind of like a beach cover up. I didn't quite make it as big as I would have liked for like a beach cover up. But it's going to be perfect with jeans.
Yay.
I'm very excited about that one.
It's lovely. And I don't know, my 2 cents, I think you could totally even wear it to work. It's cute.
Oh, I think so. I think I could definitely wear it to work. And once I wash it, because I want to throw it in the washer with like jeans and get it real soft and have it do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be great.
Yay. Nice job, Kelsey.
I have spinning finished objects too.
All right. Let's hear it.
Okay. I have 2 more finished objects and they are both spinning. I've regathered my spinning mojo.
Whoop, whoop.
The first I finished right before we left town and just after we recorded the last episode, I believe. Right. Or maybe I finished it right as we recorded the last one. It was really close. And I can't remember if this was from Into the World or Southern Crossfiber, but it was Charlay.
Cool.
In the colorway Capri, which has like a crew, a beautiful bright turquoise blue, an orange fuchsia. I spun it into a 3-ply with a chain ply, and it's about a DK to worsted weight. And it's so pretty.
Oh, it just looks like happiness. It's like almost a little fiery, but then very much spring.
Yes, it is definitely has that like fiery feel.
Yeah.
It definitely has that like Phoenix Rising feel.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's not super soft, so it's not like right up on your neck. Yes, it is definitely a little bit more of a woolly wool, but still somewhat soft. Like I could use it as like maybe a sweater body or some color work or something, or cool bag maybe. I can't remember if it's a long stable or a short stable.
What is the weight about?
It's about a DK to worsted weight.
Okay, cool.
It's a little bit heavier than I thought it might end up, but I did a long draw. So I was using it on my Kiwi, my spinning wheel, and was working on some long draw. So it's pulling out the fibers, giving it some air, and it really puffed up beautifully. And I can't wait to knit with it. It's
very squishy.
That counts for the Fiber Month Make It Your Own Make Along.
Okay.
Because it was on my wheel in existence prior to the Make Along starting.
Perfect.
For that one, you get to choose your theme for the quarter, and my theme for the quarter is in existence. So it was already existing on my wheel.
Oh, that's clever.
And then I did a second project, and this one applies for that same thing by being in existence. It was in existence in my stash prior to the quarter. And this is a 2-ply that I did.
Aww.
And this is in Fiberman's Dye Works. She did, this is from my leftovers from my 2020 fiber advent calendar. And what I had done is I just like stripped away a quarter of each day and set that aside to do something different with it.
Okay.
Originally, I just chain plied each day back to back to back. So it alternates more or less speckled and color, speckled and color. This one I set up and I did 2 bobbins, and so it's a 2-ply. It's with the colors were in one and the speckles were in the other.
Okay.
So it just kind of lightens it, and with the silk content and the pole earth, it just gives it a really delicate feel.
Mm-hmm. But the colors are so luscious.
It's going to kind of stripe up a little, which I'm super excited about.
Cool.
I have about 112 yards of it or so. I'm not sure. It'll either be a color work in something or maybe a little hat or, I don't know, some small project. But yeah, that was fun. I'm really happy my spinning is back. There are some pictures of both of those hanging out in my hops on our Instagram.
Nice. Yeah, also, kudos to your really cool reel.
Thank you.
I'm allowed to do that on our podcast. I can do a shout out to Kelsey.
Thank you.
So kudos to Kelsey for your reel for our 1,000 listens.
Thank you.
It is so cute and so fun.
I used Caitlin's awesome I-cord maker for the I-cord in it.
Yeah, so check it out, friends.
I didn't count it as yardage, but maybe I should have.
I think you should. We said anything that is leaving your stash, so it's a finished object. It spelled 1,000.
And maybe we'll use it again. I don't know. It's kind of fun. That was in her colorway. It was Soft Kitty, but mixed with Nyan Cat. So it was Soft Kitty something. Okay. It was fun. I don't think she'll ever make that colorway again, unfortunately.
It's fun.
I think that does it for my FOs.
So I think that brings us to stash enhancements.
It does.
I went first last time, so.
I can go ahead and go.
Let's do it.
When Cole and I were in Arkansas, in Bentonville, I was like, okay, we haven't been to a yarn store yet. And I was like, okay, with this trip, I feel like I need a yarn store. And in Bentonville is the Mockingbird Moon Yarn Store.
Well, that's a fun name.
The owner, I would assume she's the owner, the way she was talking. super cool lady. It was Pride Week. She had all kinds of Pride stuff all out and about, and she was very, like, down to earth, real, and it was cool. Very welcoming. A little bit down from Bentonville Brewing, so that was kind of nice. I think they're technically in, like, Rogers or something like that. Close enough, though.
Okay.
And I picked up a few things. I picked up 3 balls of Lang Yarns Linello, which is a linen and viscose blend, I think.
Okay.
Maybe one other thing. I picked it up in 3 colorways. 2 of them are kind of like rainbowy colors. And I think I'll end up doing some kind of fade with them together.
Cool.
And the 3rd one's going to be another market bag.
Love this. Excited to see what your bags look like.
Then I got a ball of Queensland Perth, which is an Australian super washable blend.
Okay.
And the colors are like an orange and pink and mauve.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. That is destined to become a shawl. I made one for Cole's mom last year, a shawl in a purple colorway in Perth, and it is such a lovely yarn to work with. I can't wait to use it.
Good to know.
And then the last one is from Arkansas Yarn Company. It has the possibility of being pooling or microstriping, and it has Cole pick this one out.
It's really pretty.
It's a DK weight, and it's red, and then a white with black and red speckles, like super speckly, small speckles. I can't wait to know it.
It's really cool. I think it's the contrast between the two is so, like,
it's so stark.
Yes.
And it's a very, like, very sharp contrast.
Yeah, I think that's going to be really neat in the project.
And then, so the whole reason that we were gone, my grandmother passed away. So that's what it was. My grandmother was super, she had for a long time, had a large collection of cow things.
Love it.
And I found a set of cow stitch markers.
Aw, how perfect.
So I picked those up.
That's really neat.
I haven't even used them yet. I need to get them out and use them on a project. They're cute. There's a blue one and a pink one and a white one and a black one. She had a great selection of stitch markers.
They're cute, happy cows.
They very much are. So yeah, I think that's it. That's for my stash enhancements.
Nice. I haven't told Kelsey about mine yet.
No, she hasn't.
Usually we're pretty much constantly like talking about knitting all the time. But for one, this is not a knitting stash enhancement. It's not a bike. But it is bike related. And,
okay.
So I've been trying to do better taking care of my bike, but I'm still learning. And I brought in my fat tire bike because I got a flat.
On your fatty?
Yeah, so I had to change my tire. But the inner tube is salvageable. So I bought a patch kit, which I'm not counting as a stash enhancement, but I'm going to patch it. And since I changed it at the shop, Jerry, the owner of Big Cock Bike Shop, found where it was and put chalk lines like around it. So
if you need help, I can help you.
Sweet.
I do know how to do that now.
Yes. Awesome. We'll have a bike date. But while my bike was sitting there, another person in our group, Trevor, was looking at my chain. And he's like, do you wash your chain? I'm like, I put lube on it. He's like, you need to wash your chain. So I got this thing.
Oh, sweet.
We
have one of those and we love it. It's a
chain scrubber.
Yeah. You just run your chain through it.
Yeah. So it's cool. It just like.
It's got little like brushes through it, yeah. And you kind of snap it over your chain and then you rotate your crank and it runs it through it.
And it just scrubs it for you while you pedal.
It's quite slick.
So I'm excited to do that because I've been trying to learn and fighting the constant battle of figuring out how to make my brakes not squeak. I've used the alcohol. I've even used like the what is it called? There's some sort of
mineral oil.
Oh, maybe? I haven't tried mineral oil. It's something alcohol. Something alcohol.
A
lot of websites recommend it, and the group is like, yeah, just scrub it really hard on the discs and you should be good. But like one ride, my fat tire bike squeaking again.
It's like my yeah, my brakes on my Diverge, my gravel bike, tend to be squeaky too.
Just, I don't know. There's just a lot of crud driving on gravel and mud. It just happens.
You've been using Rock and Roll on your loot, on your chains, haven't you? Rock and Roll Gold.
Yes. Yes. Which I heard was good.
It is good. I might recommend maybe thinking about Squirt. It is so silent.
Okay.
We can talk about that at some point.
Cool.
But Squirt has been a phenomenal lubricant. I can go about 200 miles, 150, 200 miles between applications, and it stays clean and dry and
wow,
quiet.
Okay.
I put it through 20 water crossings and a mud bath.
And water is pretty much the enemy of bikes, from what I'm gathering.
It can be.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's an exciting enhancement.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought I could keep it from you for a day. That's I don't know if Yarn will ever make it that long without me telling Kelsey I bought it. But my chain's
covered. That's pretty good. Yay.
Yeah, I'm excited to take better care of my chain. Ooh, hangovers.
We have hangovers.
This is going to be a full episode.
Oh, man. I see you've got multiple things written down, too.
Yes, I do.
Oh, man. And I have one thing written there, but I swear I had hangovers on everything.
Oh, man.
Let's see. I'm going to start with one that's not on my list yet.
Okay.
It is on my finished sweater. I actually bound the whole body off and then tried it on.
Okay.
Then realized about 4 inches too short.
Oh. Was it at least an easy bind off to?
It was. It was just a regular bind off. So, and I hadn't woven any ends or anything. So it's like, okay, I'm just going to rip it back. And I was good. And I was able to go back and pick up stitches on the needle before I ripped back.
Okay.
So what I did was I just ripped out the ribbing, went back to the color before the ribbing.
Smart.
And just picked up there. That was an easy hangover for me, at least.
I'd still count that as a solid one, though.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely more enough than water. It would definitely be in the coffee, perhaps Advil stage of hangover.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bigger hangover came with my Pebbles sweater. There's a section. I found a mistake in the pattern, is what ended up happening.
Okay. Well, that's what test knitting's for.
And I was off by like 2 stitches.
Okay.
And she wasn't very clear about how you transition from the underarm. So you have this wonderful cable section in the middle.
It's so pretty.
And when you get to when you're transitioning, adding the second color in, this cable section is supposed to line up and they're not equal. So there's not 2, 2, 2. There's like 2, 2, 1, 2 or something. And so that one stitch threw me off on both sides. So it's 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 1. And that one stitch on both sides threw me off on both the front and the back. And I didn't realize that until I was a row or two down.
Okay.
And instead of just tinking back those 2 rows, I was trying to correct each stitch 2 rows down as I came to it. And I did it in 2 directions. So this would be like a puking hangover almost. Just with the amount of times like I did it and was trying to redo the mouth on it.
I'm really impressed with you going down those stitches and fixing like two different colors, cables. Like, nice job.
Thank you. Fortunately, the cables didn't come into it too much at that point. It was mostly the color work.
But they were still right there.
Right. You know? And trying to figure out, okay, is this supposed to be knit? Is this supposed to be purled? I'm not really sure. Okay, this looks good. Let's go with it. But I think it's working out really well.
It's lovely. And the ribbing on the sleeves or shoulders, I guess both.
I love this.
It's really neat.
So on this sweater, it does have ribbing through the whole sleeve. I want to see how this goes. I'm not sure how much farther that ribbing goes, but I have a picture in my head for a design sweater at someday that has like a brioche sleeve.
That'd be cool.
And that'd be come out of like the shoulder or something. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Cool.
So yes, I've had a few hangovers recently. And as long as you think about it and don't do it while you're in the car and the sun's going down, then you might be okay.
Oh, goodness.
That fix took me like a day and a half. It was fortunate I brought like 5 projects with me.
Well, we appreciate all the help that you are helping all the knitters who are going to knit it after you.
Oh, now that I'm actually reading this. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I said in my notes, because I had another issue come prior to that, before I even took off on the trip. She has these awesome tables that tell you what to do.
Cool.
And I really appreciate them. They make a lot of sense to me once you read through the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
But if you don't read through the whole thing, there's some things that might trip you up. Because there are 4 cables that are done on opposite rows from the increases on the raglan sleeve increases. And I ended up doing extra increases at some point and ended up with about 18 extra stitches or 20 extra stitches. Yeah. One thing that I found...
I'm going to have a sympathy hangover. Oh, boy.
One thing I found especially useful after realizing what I had done was to put different stitch markers where the increases were than the rest of it.
Oh, okay.
So I had like a plain stitch marker for this part of the pattern, and then I had a fancy stitch marker for where my increases are going to be.
Oh, smart. Okay. That's good information.
Yes. And I've heard this before, and I don't know why I'd never done it before, but it makes so much sense. It's like, oh, hey, you got to do something different here. Mm-hmm. What I ended up doing to fix it was that I actually ran a lifeline through.
Okay.
And ripped back 15 rows.
An afterthought lifeline?
Yes, an afterthought lifeline.
Mm-hmm. That's my type of lifeline.
And this is after I had switched it to using my fancy new needles that have the stitch line runner with them.
That thing is cool.
It is. At some point, I will use it. So, yeah. Yep. I've had a lot of tinking back. I've had a lot of ripping back. But the nice thing is, like, I feel very confident doing most of it. Yes, I have to rip back and redo, and it's taking time. But as is life, right?
It is. It's true.
So you've got a couple of hangovers.
I do. I have a biking and a knitting one.
Oh.
So this I was just thinking about today, the biking one. But I figured this would be useful. Like, since I had some biking things I learned, I thought I'd throw it in there.
I like it.
And I believe we were just doing like a paved trail ride. And I was getting ready and I'm like, well, I don't really need it like a super supportive bra. Like, we're just biking. It's flat. That's a lie, friends. That is a lie. Do not wear a yoga bra when you are biking.
Definitely don't do it on gravel. I've tried. It sucks.
You're my hero for surviving.
All right. So I'm so worried. But
it just popped into my, like, it was not the support that I needed. So if you're someone that prefers to wear bras, that was not supportive enough for even biking on trails, even the little bumps that come up. And like, we're on a somewhat busy road, and when we have the trailer, we bike down our sidewalk and then we cross the road and then we bike on the road. And just the bumps in the sidewalk, I was like, oh, I made a mistake. So just something to keep in mind, even when you're doing a bike ride that you think is really smooth. Just wear a good bra. Wear a good one. Wear one you like. If that's, is this weird that I'm saying this? I don't know.
No, okay. It's not. Because honestly, riding a bike in general, having some of those clothes that are going to make you uncomfortable, not great. I even have had to switch the type of bra I wear anymore due to different nerve issues.
Oh, okay. That makes, I can see that, like where the straps come up and
instead of like, I love a racer back, but it chokes me and then it puts all the pressure like right in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to more like a U-shaped bra, then it like transfers out some of that weight.
That makes sense.
And is much better.
Nice. It's,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So biking is bumpier than we think, even when it seems smooth.
I would love to know if you, our listeners, would like to hear more about some of our like bike equipment or our bike clothes or any of that knowledge. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. We would love to share some more of that with you.
Yeah. And I can, as I'm starting to learn more as a beginner, I'm probably going to run into some good scenarios for us to talk about.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe we just need to make a dedicated bike section at some point.
That could be cool. Yeah, just anytime we have a fact that we want to share.
We'll think about that.
As for hangover level, it was actually just annoying. Like, fortunately, since it was paved trail, it wasn't... But it was super still bouncy, just like,
but it was just,
yeah, this was a bad choice. This is a bad choice. So I guess I'd put that on the, like, just drink extra water situation. Maybe coffee.
I can see it being a coffee situation.
I mean, like, I don't know. My pecs get sore and my shoulders get sore when my boobs are not happy. So, okay, I'm going to stop TMIing. So I am working on this test net for KinoNets, the Megalus T, and I'm loving it. And when I got to the ribbing section, I had to, like, size down a needle for ribbing. And that put me into my interchangeable needle set.
Hmm.
And they're my Chougus. I love them so much. But I was lazy, and I did not screw them in all the way. And I've been a little stressed out, so I'm, like, trying to knit as fast as I can. And the needle that I was, like, knitting onto was not connected.
Oh no!
So then I just had all these live stitches just falling off my needle.
No!
I was like, no! And to top it off, my beginning around marker was in those stitches too. So then that was gone. And I didn't quite notice that. Like, I'm picking the stitches back up, and there was a few that like laddered down. Not bad at all. Just the nature of me like picking the stitches up, just pulled it out of other stitches.
Right. Like, so this yarn, like, one or two down, so easy enough to pick back up.
Yeah, like this yarn wants to hold to itself, but the force of me just picking them back up did it. So then I'm like, oh my god, like, I just ruined my test knit, and I'm at the bottom section of the body. And this was at like 11 o'clock last night, because I'm just really trying to finish this for, it's due Saturday. So in my thought, I have to finish it Saturday night or Thursday night. So I have time Friday to give it a good block. Yeah.
I think you can do this. I think you've got this.
I'm going to try. And maybe I'm worrying too much. I have less than an inch left in the body. And then the sleeves are not bad because they're short sleeves. So I would say at least, like, considering the hour of the night that it happened, and just because I was a little stressed out, no one's fault. Like, I knew what I was taking on the test knit. I put that somewhere between puking and Advil. I mean, my husband's like, hey, you want me to massage your feet? You seem upset. So...
Yes, I'm upset. I just...
Yeah.
Threw everything off the needles.
Unfortunately, we weren't recording when it happened, but Kelsey went through and made sure that I put the beginning around marker back in the right spot. So.
And you found it. You got it.
So I'm excited about that. But that's
pretty awesome. Good job.
You too. Thank you. Thank you very much. All these juicy hangovers.
It's been a weeks. It's been weeks.
There's definitely been good things.
There have been. You know what? We can't go forever without making a mistake.
Mm-mm. And it just means we're... I'm just going to assume it means we're pushing the boundaries to learn more.
You know what?
Even if I should have known better.
If you made that mistake, now you have to go back and correct it. You're going to be able to correct that in the future. So you are learning something from it.
That's true. I'm at least improving my picking up and fixing ladder down stitches. Definitely getting better at it. But like you said, maybe not a bad idea for me to just set that down and work on like my socks that were right next to me and call it a night.
Maybe.
But
you're so close. Just keep the eye on the prize. You're going to have it in no time.
Thank you. It's so lovely. So I think that's what I've got.
Nice.
How about you?
Well, I already covered my hangover, so.
Do we have anything for any of our other segments?
I think that might do it for us. Looking through.
Awesome. Well, knit all.
The things.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Untappd as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/gravelknits. Thank you to our current and new listeners.
We'd love if you'd help us keep beers cold and the lights on. You can find me, Kelsey, on Ravelry and Instagram as Bikes Brews Use, and Untappd as Kelsey J.
You can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin M. Lloyd. Please message us to let us know what you like to talk about. And we'd love to hear what you think about the show. If you like the podcast, share it with a friend. Just like Kelsey did.
Yes. Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love. Beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human. And while we are trying to educate ourselves, there is always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply appreciated.